Okay, I'd like to discuss with you an inyan of halacha that comes from the parasha. The topic is ayin hara. Ayin hara. I'm not even sure how to pronounce it correctly. Where does it come from in this week's parasha? It's very simple. Vayisa vilam es einav. Vilam, he lifted up his eyes. Vayar es Yisrael. Sheichein lishvatav, dwelling among their tribes, dwelling separately. Each tribe dwelt separately. Rashi on this pasuk says, Bikesh lahachnis bohem ayin hara. Bilam wanted to inflict harm upon Klal Yisrael by looking at them with an evil eye. There's such a thing in halacha that if you give a person a dirty look, we're not familiar with this, perhaps in our day and age we're not on a spiritual level where it really works to a degree that we at least we can sense, but there is such a concept that if you look at a person with an evil eye, a jealous eye, or an angry eye, or an eye of contempt, or any type of expression, there is such a thing that you can cause a person harm with a look. We have in the Gemara over and over in many places where there were Talmidei Chachamim, Tanoim, Amarim, very holy Talmidei Chachamim, who were very upset with different individuals in their community or people that challenged them. And at when the story was over, they gave them a look, a dirty look. V'nase gal shel atzamos. Rish Lakish looked at Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shlokish. V'nase gal shel atzamos. It sounds like a horror movie. Right out of a horror movie, you look at a person and they turn into a pile of bones. What does this mean? I don't know what it means. We don't know what this means. Is it to be taken literally? Some people will tell you yes. Some people tell you no. Does it mean it happens instantly? That happens over time? We don't really know what this means, but there is such a concept in halacha of giving a person an ayin hara. You look at a person either out of jealousy, a person has a beautiful car, and you give a look, and then the next day all of a sudden, the Rahman, the person gets into some type of accident or gets scratched up, or a person, you're angry, a person has felt that he has been wronged, and in a state of fury, you look at a person with anger. There is such a thing that we are not familiar with, but it does exist. Now let's discuss some of the issues that relate to ayin hara. Okay. First thing first. Now first of all, I want to mention that it's a Gemara. It's a Mishnah in Perkei Avos. Mishnah in Perkei Avos says, which goes to the basics, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ayin hara, v'yetzer hara, v'sinas habrios, motzian es adam min ha'olam. It's not a good idea to do. To go look at a person with an ayin hara, to give an evil look, in the Mishnah, you can't make light of what it says in the Mishnah, it's motzian es adam min ha'olam. Okay, and then another makaros in Chumash, when Yaakov Avinu sent his children to Mitzrayim to buy grain in the year of famine, he told them, "Vayovo b'nei Yisrael lishvar b'soch haba'im," amongst those who entered. And Chazal tell us that Yaakov told his children, Yaakov's children were very handsome, they were very impressive. And he told them, when you go with the Haman, the whole world was coming to Egypt to buy bread, to buy grain, don't come together. When they'll see 12 children, they'll see 11, Yosef wasn't alive, and Binyamin didn't go either, when they'll see 10, people will see, wow, what kind of family is this? They will bring upon you an ayin hara. You see from this, even among Goyim, among non-Jews, people who are not part of Klal Yisrael, when they look at us and they are impressed, it can cause us harm. Yaakov was careful to instruct his children, each one should go at a different entrance, he'll come alone, that will diminish ayin hara. Furthermore, the Chazal, Yaakov, even at the time when there was a family, he told them, Lama Tisro. It's a very interesting Chazal. According to one opinion in Chazal, Yaakov even really did not need to send his children down to Egypt to buy grain. They had plenty. Yaakov was a tzaddik, and they had Swiss bank accounts. Plenty of money stashed away, they will be able to easily get through the 7 years of famine. However, the neighbors were very surprised. How could it be that this family, this little family, Yaakov and his 12 sons, they don't lose weight, they're all robust, and we don't see them going down to Egypt like everyone else to go and buy some grain. How could it possibly be? Yaakov was afraid that the locals, the neighbors, would give an ayin hara to his family, to his children, when they see that they did not need to conduct themselves kemina kol ha'olam. Therefore, he told them to go through this enormous effort and danger and risk to go down to Egypt to go through Minhag HaOlam in order to purchase grain. Another thing, you see how far Ayin Hara goes. Now, another example of Ayin Hara in Chazal, the Luchos. Chazal make a point and explain why is it that the first Luchos were shattered and the second Luchos are preserved for all time. It's a very big difference. The first Luchos were given in front of the entire world. Chazal say a bird did not chirp. No one, the whole world was aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Therefore, there was an Ayin Hara. There was jealousy, there was an Ayin Hara, and that Ayin Hara was part of the cause of the sequence of events that resulted in the Luchos being shattered. Whereas the second Luchos was given in the middle of the night. No one knew what was happening. It was a private event between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No audience, no nothing. There was no Ayin Hara. There was no Ayin Hara when it was given. The Luchos lasted for all time. The Gemara talks about Rav. Rav is very something to take into consideration. Rav, he went to the cemetery and he was able, through some power that he had, to investigate as to the cause of death of all of the dead in the cemetery. And he made an amazing statement. We don't understand what this means, but even though we don't understand it, but it's something we should at least take seriously to some degree. And Rav said that 99 out of 100 people die prematurely because of Ayin Hara. Only 1 in 100 die naturally. Shocking statement. And this is a Rav and Amora, he was the end of the Tanaim, he made a statement and something we should take into consideration. We have a concept, Ein HaBracha. Basamech, exactly what I was about to say. How did you know that? Ein HaBracha Mitzuya El Medover HaSamim in Ein Basamecha means in your silo. Assembly means in your storage house. Hashem will send the bracha into your storage house. Bechazamech, a bracha, then they make a drasha. Basamecha, Dover HaSamim in Ein, Ein Bracha Mitzuya. People don't like to count their children. They don't want to count their assets because as long as it's not known, then a bracha can be chal if it's counted as subject to the evil eye. Okay, let's. The maisa with Rav is Bav Mitzia Daf Kuf Zayin. Amid base the heis Hashem nimkol kol choli am Rav zo ayin Rav tamed the Rav solik lebei kivrei avde mad avat. He did what he did. He chanted some something. Amar tishim v'tisha ba'ayin ra v'echad b'derech eretz. Okay, so it's bav mitzvah daf kuf zayin. Another idea. Now let's go to some inyan of halacha. This is a controversial inyan about giving an aliyah. Two aliyos to two brothers, or father and son. Are you allowed to call up a father and then call up a son or call up two brothers? Is that permitted or not? Is it a grandfather and a grandson? So is there an issue of Ayin Hara? The accepted custom, it is usser. It is usser to call up father and son Ayin Hara. Why? Now, where exactly lies the Ayin Hara? So it's not so simple. Many places can say it's because of the calling up, and this is a very big nafkamina. Many shuls, they don't call up for Hagba Galila. Depends where you daven. Some shuls they call up for Hayamoid, or some do it. Some do it. Well, they even in the young Israel that I davened in, they don't call up. They just call up Yamod Hamagbiya VaHagolel. They don't buy by name. Then they make a mishaberach. Or they make the mishaberach. Mishaberach so and so Bagva Satara and Glila Satara. But they don't actually. It's very rare to go to a shul. They actually call up by name the Magbiya and the Golel. They just say Yamod Hamagbiya VaHagolel. Period. And now we'll make a mishaberach for you. And some shuls they don't even do that. Some shuls they don't even call. They don't even say Yamod Hamagbiya VaHagolel. See, I grew up in the young Israel. So I always heard that it was pashut v'yamod hamagbiya v'hagolel. By davening very often in the yeshiva, and I didn't pay attention to what goes on. So once I had an opportunity, I was the gabbai for a short time in the yeshiva. So it came Hagol Galila. So I said yamod hamagbiya v'hagolel. So someone very politely came over to me after davening and said to me, "Here we don't do that. We don't call up yamod hamagbiya v'hagolel. We don't. That's not our custom here." Fine, okay, but But the, many Paiskim are of the opinion that if you don't call up a person by name, there is no prohibition, there's no ayin hara involved in calling two brothers or father and son. And that would result in Hagba Galila. Hagba Galila, you don't, in most shuls, you don't call them up by name. So not calling up by name, there's no problem giving a father and son Hagba Galila or two brothers. But anything that you call up by name, Yamo, then the Tzibur pays close attention, and that will be a problem. Now this, if I'm not mistaken, it says in the Mishnah Berurah, that's what I'm always used to hearing this. Because it's not so uncommon to, you know, in a small minyan daven mincha, here and there, and shachar, it's not so uncommon to have the shaila. And I remember, this is the Pesach Halacha, you can give half father and son to brothers, Hagba Galila. However, he, in this sefer, I'm quoting a lot of the things, I'm quoting Eitra Sairaisa, he quotes here, that there's other reason given, you can't give because nothing will do with Ayin Hara, but has to do with Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Davar Edus Teres Hashem. It's a din of Edus. When you call up people to the Torah, it's almost as if you're calling them up. It's a new concept to say testimony that Teres Emes. When a person makes a bracha or performs a service on the Torah, you are basically affirming your belief that this is the real deal. This Torah is Teras Emes. When it comes to witnesses, testimony, we have a halacha, two brothers can't serve as witnesses. So when you call up, or two brothers are called to the Torah, in addition to the Ayin Hara element, there's also we're calling witnesses to come forward, to affirm the authenticity, the uniqueness, the MS, the Amita Shel Torah. You don't call the brothers back to back, because that would look like you're calling two witnesses who are brothers, which is not a proper edus. That would apply lightly, equally to calling up two brothers, father, son, for Hagba Galila. Yeah. Now what about grandfather and grandson? I believe there are different customs. Some say, some don't and some do. Yeah.
So with the difference for...
Yeah.
Mafter from one sefer and regular.
So they're different opinions. Since you're calling up, the main issue is to call up. If you're calling up consecutively, you're calling attention. Look, father, son, brother, brother. People, when you make an announcement, we unfortunately are desensitized to this. We have other things on our mind. But it used to be, time of Chazal, when they call up for the Torah, oh, look at that. Look who they're calling up. You pay attention. Yamod. Who they call up. So people are keeping Cheshbon. Hagba Galila, when they're not calling up, you do Galila, even though Hagba Galila is the most chashuv kibbut, Mikra Hadin. We don't do that because it turned into a fight. People got very insulted. Hagba Galila, so we give it now in order to go to the other extreme. We give it to children. We give it to people who are not, who don't even know what kavod is. To children who don't know what kavod is, so in order not to avoid. But Yeshua, not everyone does that. My father used to tell that in YU, he used to daven in the main base on Tainus Sibur. On a regular day, he would daven, they have a million minyan every other corner. But on a Tainus Sibur, so everyone went to the main base medrash for on a Tainus Sibur. So he said, the whole yeshiva came on a Tainus Sibur. Who did they give Hagba Galila? They gave to Rav Herschel Schechter and Rabbi Lamb. Rav Herschel Schechter and Rabbi Lamb, the president and the Rosh Hashiva, the president, got Hagba Galila. You go to a young Israel, who do you give Hagba Galila? You give it to a kid, a 3-year-old kid. But that's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch it says, you give it to the most chosh of the people, get Hagba Galila. Okay, they did that. That's a controversial thing to do also, because that's not the custom anymore to do that anyway, but that's what they did. But the point is, these are the issues. The main issue is two brothers, Ayin Hara, it's serious business. What's the Ayin Hara? Me'ikar Hadin, it's the calling up. The drawing of attention to the people comes when you call them up to the Aliyah. The Mela, if you're not going to call them up, then there's no Ayin Hara. Hagba Galila, there's no Ayin Hara. If you're going to call for Hagba Galila, then you're going to reinstitute the Ayin Hara problem. But then he brings down a chiddush, a novel idea, that this prohibition of brothers has nothing to do with Ayin Hara. It has to do with when you call up to the Torah, everyone that comes forward is basically giving testimony of the Amitas Shel Torah. And if you're going to have two brothers, that takes away from the Eidos. Okay. What?
We should believe in the Ayin Hara.
Chazal say this Ayin Hara, so you have to be Chayish.
I saw in the
temple. Let me, there are more things. Yeah.
Maybe 13 kinds of Ayin Hara.
13 kinds of Ayin Hara, okay.
Blue, red.
Okay, another Indian. Okay, now we're going to discuss. Okay, we're going to discuss. I have a few more things. What?
Kind of eyes.
You got a problem. You got a problem, yeah. Yeah.
To be able to get over the Ayin Hara, not to call up names, but just to give Hagler's Libra.
Yeah.
Right? So I said to myself, maybe not even by Hagler's Libra, if by an Aliyah as well, I could call two brothers up and say, Yamod Shlishi.
No, you don't do that. You call by name. The custom.
Well, it can't work that way because it's still Shnei Eidos.
That's if you, this is a very minor. It's a new idea. I never heard this idea before. I don't know if we're chayish for this. It's a new concept that calling up two brothers is not because Zayin Har, it's Eidos, and that would have other nafkaminas. It's something to think about. I don't think halach it's accepted. Let's go to another idea. Yeah.
What about the last Aliyah and then Mafter?
Yeah.
Did you do that because of the separation of Kaddish? Or is it different safer?
Say again?
Well, in other words, can you call the father of the son?
No.
The father of the Shvi'i?
No. No, you can't. You cannot call back-to-back father, son, no matter what. Calling up by name, back-to-back, no. You cannot do so. Even two Sifrei Torah. When you call up Yamod, you call up two Yamods in two in order, that's a problem. You want to be mafsik with the Mishaberachs, doesn't seem like it's significant to have sick. A non-shom Shabbos having Aliyah, that depends. The many factors that depends. A non-shom Shabbos l'chori can have an Aliyah. Yeah. What? L'chori can. Someone who's married to a non-Jew, cannot have an Aliyah.
What about
a machal Shabbos b'farhesia? No. No. Someone who drove to shul. No. That should not be done. On the other hand, I'm not telling that it's not done. It depends where, when, what. Like all the question of the mechitza. We had this, is the mechitza growing or is the mechitza getting smaller? You have a person who drives to shul on Shabbos. Where is this person heading? Is he in the part of the process of doing tshuva? And he's getting closer and it's predictable that within a short period of time he's not going to be driving anymore? Or is this person on the way down? He's on the way.
Doing all his life.
Okay, so then it's a no. Then seemingly not. You know, it's not. It's a zilzal to the tzibur of a person. It could be a shulchan aruch beferish. One who's married to a non-Jew, a man who's married to a non-Jew, that's a no-no. That's. Oh, hey, I don't want to talk. Let me just few more things.
Conservative or reform is coming to the order.
We're not. We're discussing order.
Can't say aliyah.
It's a big problem. It's not a good idea to give them an aliyah. Okay, let's go further. Okay, a minion. When you want to count a minion, okay, we all have a custom. You never count 10 people. We all know that. That comes from Ayin Hara. You never count 1, 2, 3, 4. How do you count for a minion? You count with the pasuk Yashia Samecha, or there's another pasuk Va'ani Beroiv Chastecha. That's a much better pasuk. It fits the topic. Va'ani Beroiv Chastecha Avo Ve'Secha Eshtachave. El Heichal Kodshecha B'Yirasecha. Isn't that a beautiful pasuk? Because that pasuk. Okay, so you find the pasuk, or you say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'Olam Hamotzi Lecha Min Ha'aretz. Okay, Hashia Samech is common. Are you allowed to think? This is a common shaila. Are you allowed to, let's say you're in the minyan looking for mincha. Are you in your mind allowed to think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? Yes. The Isra, the Ayin Hara that we are chayish for is only bedibur, but in your mind you're allowed to calculate 1, 2, 3 as long as you don't actually say it out. Yeah. Pointing l'char, yeah. You don't say the numbers. Yeah.
Not one, not two, not three.
Some do that also. Some do that also. Yeah, in the Chanan. I don't know. You count hats. You count yarmulkes. You count shirts. You have all these kunsim. All right, let's run out of time. What is a segula In order to avoid ayin hara, what could a person do? Let's say a person feels that he is. Okay, let's just. What is? So let me tell you what it says in the Gemara. This is a Perush Gemara. The Gemara says that if a person is concerned, it's a Perush Gemara. Anything that's in the Gemara is fair game. Anything that's Kabbalah Svarim, that's off the charts. But a Gemara is a Gemara. You can't argue with a source of the Gemara. The Gemara is a person is afraid that he is subject to an ayin hara. What should he do? It's a very bizarre Gemara. The Gemara says what you do is you take your thumb, your right thumb, and you put your right thumb in my right thumb in my left hip palm and my left thumb in my right palm. So basically you do this. See what I'm doing? Yeah. This is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to put this thumb into this fist and this thumb into this Gemara. And you should say, Ano, I come from the Zera of Yosef, Yosef at Tzadik, the Leshalot Bei Ayin Hara. The bracha was V'yidgu L'roiv B'keref Haaretz. You shall populate like fish. B'keref, fish are below ground. Fish cannot be seen because fish are covered by deep waters, so the eyes cannot see the fish. So therefore, fish Yosef is compared to fish. The mazel of Yosef is fish, and fish do not are subject to Ayin Hara. So you're supposed to put this thumb in here and this thumb in here, and you say the pasuk that you say the expression I come from the zera of Yosef to leshalta be ayin hara, and you're protected. You don't have to worry that anyone's going to cast an evil eye and bring upon you harm. What is this thing? A very bizarre supernatural type of a potion. What does this mean? So the Ben Yehoyada has a beautiful explanation of what this means. He says that this is partial. What the thumb is compared to Klal Yisrael, and the rest of the why? Because the thumb is a part. All the other hands, the digits on the hand is Am Levodad Yishkan. This week's parasha, Bilam said about Klal Yisrael, they're a nation that is set apart. Levodad Yishkan, or apart. That's the thumb. The other part of the hand has 13 joints, 13 sections. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and the palm is 13. 13 is Echad. This has 13 and this has 13. The thumbs are Klal Yisrael. 13 plus 13 is 26. 26. The 26 is Hashem. 26 is Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hashem Hashem. The thumb is Klal Yisrael. Hein Am Levodon Yishkon. Remela, what you do is you put your thumb, Klal Yisrael, is put inside 26. Hashem Yishmorcha Mikol Ra. Hashem will protect you. Klal Yisrael was us. And Yud Kei Vav Kei, the 26 parts of the rest of the hin, will be guarded Mikol Ra. This is how the Ben Yehoyada explains Pshat in this Gemara. Is this advisable to do Bizman Hazeh? So the Yisrof Chaim Knievsky. So I think he said this, I can't even really give an answer. He says in the Gemara, you can't play around with the Gemara. Are we today? We don't live in a generation where we, but it says in the Gemara to the person feels that, Svardim are more into this. No. He wants to say that. Ben, now, so another very important question. How could a person say that? This is a very important issue. How can you say, Anom Mizar di Yosef? This is very important, not just for this. I come from the seed of Yosef. We're not from the seed of Yosef. How many of us today can trace our lineage back to Yosef? Well, no one knows anything today. We don't know, but Yosef, we don't know. Yosef was Me'aseres HaShvatim. I mean, we don't know where we come from. So this is a very important yesod, and that is the whole Klal Yisrael is called Al Shem Yosef. From there are many psukim. One comment is that Yosef Kua Mashbir. Yosef, when he went down to Mitzrayim, he supported the whole Klal Yisrael, and because he supported the whole Klal Yisrael, is called after our host. Since he got us through Golus in Mitzrayim, it's Ma'isav a similar banim. Yosef was the one that supported Klal Yisrael in the years of Golus, so we are called after Yosef. And indeed, besides that, there are many psukim. I'll read you some of the psukim. Goalti, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya, I think. Goalta bizroya amecha bnei Yaakov Yosef sela. So the Yalkut Shmoni says, in this pasuk we see that the whole Klal Yisrael, I have redeemed you with strength, your nation, the bnei Yaakov, the children of Yaakov, the Yosef cell. The pasuk equates Bnei Yaakov. This pasuk they juxtaposed. So the Medrash says the juxtaposition teaches us that the whole Klal Yisrael called after the name of Yosef. Hashem Elokeichem Yosef Aleichem Kochem Elapam. From Moshe Rabbeinu, the fact that Moshe chose the word Yosef Aleichem as his bracha to the entire Klal Yisrael is also an indication, according to the Medrash, that the whole Klal Yisrael is called after the name of Yosef. So we have three different ideas: so two psukim plus Chazal, that the whole Klal Yisrael is called after the name of Yosef. So a person wants to avoid the Ayin Hara, so if he identifies with Yosef, which he has the right to do so, that will protect him, because Yosef is the Ayin Hara is not shot. Now, let's to wind down. This is a very beautiful idea. Why Takas Yosef not? Why did he get the bracha that is not? There's no shtut of Ayin Hara. So everyone knows Chazal, because Yosef was very careful with his eyes. In the mice of Eshes Potiphar, Eshes Potiphar tried to seduce him, and she did all these different things. She dressed in a provocative way, and she did different things which tried to convince Yosef to sin with her. And Yosef was always very careful not to look. And because he was very careful not to look, he was zocher to the bracha of Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Ale Oyin, Oyli Oyin, in reward for not looking at what he's not supposed to do, he was rewarded that the Ayin Har is not Shalit. So Chazal says something very powerful, and there's nafkamina l'halacha, something very interesting things, is that if a person wants to protect himself in Ayin Hara, which we all want, even though we don't know what this is all about, to us it doesn't seem like it's real, but the Rabbi Rav said 99% of the population dies prematurely due to Ayin Hara. Solution is, I know we don't like to hear this because we're hearing a lot about this in the news, Shmira Sayin. A person is careful, a person follows in the way of Yosef, Shmira Sayin. This is a protection from this thing called Ayin Hara. Now, believe it or not, there's something very interesting that ties into this. That there's a custom, there used to be a custom, that a darshan, you don't see this in the Mir Yeshiva, they still do this, a darshan wears a talus. Okay, how many times have you seen today where you go to an event, an asifa, and the person that speaks puts on a talus? We don't do this. But it used to be such a thing that when the rabbi gave his Shabbos HaGodol Drasha, I've heard some rabbanim do this today, they give the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, the Shabbos HaGodol Drasha, in the afternoon, they put on a talus. I think by Hespedim, there are certain communities in Eretz Yisrael that by Hespedim, now in Mir Yeshiva, I think in Mir Yeshiva when Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel was nifted, the Rashiva was nifted about a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever it was, I've got to read a little chunk of time, when he was nifter, so when there was Hespedim, so the meaning of the Yeshiva was that all the Maspedim wasn't by the Levaya, or Levaya also, possibly, but the Shloshim, all the Maspedim, when they got up in front of the whole Yeshiva, dealing with thousands of people, they put on a talus. The custom is that when you dash in front of the Tzibah, you put on a talus. Now, why do you put on a talus? So simply, you'll tell me, like we learned yesterday, you'll tell me because covered of Tzibah. Whenever you do something in front of the Tzibah, you put on a talus. But the Paiskim here, in my Sefer over here, who talks about schools, he says, no, there's another more important reason, Ayin Hara. When a person addresses the tzibur, you're addressing thousands of people, you know, that's a position of authority. Now, people get jealous. You know, any position of authority is you're putting your subject to the evil eye. Why are you zoichet to be the prime minister? You know, to get up in front of the whole world, to be able to be the Rav, to address. There is an Ayin Hara that comes with the job. It's very dangerous to be a rabbi. It's very dangerous to be a public figure. You're under scrutiny. You're under the Ayin Hara. The talis, besides covered at Seber, is a shmira. It's hafle v'fella. Ayin Hara. That's why the Rav wears the talus. Because not everyone, I didn't get get voted in as the rabbi. Not everyone voted for me. You know, you get in by, it's, no one gets 100%. It doesn't exist. If you get 51%, you're in business, but you're not going to get more than that. That's the way the world works. There are people out there who don't like you. Ayin Hara. Even people who do like you. Adra, people who like you. They have nachas. They're giving you an Ayin Hara. The Ayin Hara is coming from many different angles, many different directions. A public figure needs Shemira. The talus, what does the talus have to do with Shemira? My Indian Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. Because what's on the talus? The tzitzis. What are the tzitzis? Uri'isem oso zechaitem v'loi sosuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem. Don't be swayed after your eyes. This is the biggest skula to protect from Ayin Hara. Yosef was zoicha that is not shield Ayin Hara because he didn't look at Eishes Potiphar. That's what Chazal say. So the mail of the tzitzis, which is the tool that we use, this is the most potent anti- midot against ayin hara. You wear a talus. And this explains a beautiful minhag. He brings down this abuel. Never understood this. Beautiful minhag by the yekes, by the sfaradim, under the chuppah. What do they do under the chuppah? They put a talus on the chasen kala. So why? I always believe it's a chuppah. Because you have the canopy. But putting a talus over the chasen kala, oh, this is mamish a chuppah. This is like, no, a real... A shachyanu, okay, could be that's it's a chuppah shachyanu. No, do you know why you put the talus on top of the chasen kala under the chuppah the minute by the yekes? It's because ayin hara. Everyone comes and look at the chasen kala. They're dressed. This is their big day. Come on, let's be serious now. People, especially you know this day and age, shidduch crisis. Every chasen kala, it's not a joke. It's subject to ayin hara. You zoicha to find the shidduch. It's not so simple. Ayin hara. So the chasen kala, you have to protect from ayin hara. You need to have the tzitzis to protect from ayin hara. Okay, so this is...
Can I say something, please?
This is, just to conclude, not yet, just to conclude... Okay, I want to tell you another thing. Another proof to this idea, another antidote, okay, very quickly, another antidote to ayin hara is of an ayin toiva. If a person fargins, you have an ayin toiva, I have satisfaction that you have bracha, you are zoicha to a simcha. This is the greatest antidote to ayin hara and ayin toiva. What's the raya? What's the proof to this? Aaron HaKoyin. When Aaron died, what happened? The Anani HaKovo dispersed. What's so terrible? The Anani HaKovo dispersed. What's the big deal? You know what the big deal is? The Klal Yisrael was now subject to Ayin Har from the Umos HaOlam. When there was Anani HaKovo, you know what they couldn't see us. That was a tremendous bracha. We had food, we had what to eat, we had clothing, we had a wonderful life. We were living Gan Eden. And the biggest, the Milo was, the Goyim didn't know about it. It was the biggest secret. They didn't know about our success. Think about it. You know, don't show off. We were sheltered in the midbar from the evil eye of the Goyim. And then when Aaron died, the Anani HaKavo disappeared. The sakana was not so much they would throw stones at us. We had an army. We can protect ourselves. We can fight. We can fight. We have an IDF. We can fight. The problem is Ayin Hara. They can see us. Reconnaissance. The drones can see what's going on. And that was the problem. The problem was the Ayin Hara. Why Dafka Aaron? Because iron is the antidote. Iron is oyhev shalom, veloydev shalom, v'hoya alev iron. Iron had the heart of gold. He had the heart of gold. He was happy to see simcha by someone. Iron had the ultimate ayin toiv. The ultimate ayin toiv is the ultimate antidote for the ayin hara. And when the ayin toiv goes away, then the Anani HaKavo go away. It's totally zeb zeb. What about a red thing taking a red bendel? Red bendel? So he has a whole long discussion. The Rashba says, he quotes here a Rashba, and the Rashba says, if this is a custom to do it, we don't know why, but don't laugh at it. If people do it, it must be there's a reason. You should not, you shouldn't make a litzanis of it. You shouldn't make a litzanis. So Rashba! It's a Rashba. However, many Gedolei Yisrael are not too happy with what they say. It's outdated and not to get in ground. They tell you some of the Makor Yisrael is not red, it's white. It's a white thing, not a red thing. They take a white thing around the Kever Rochel. Okay, then they're in Yonim to go take powder, certain types of grass is supposed to, there's more, but we're out of time, so we'll leave it with this.
Can I say something?